right on the top of that list every time. And it's a very, very difficult thing, but I do it as a hobby. And I've enjoyed it, and I've been well received here in the area because I write about the area. I do a lot of things that, you know, after all, these are novels which are fiction. And I got to be careful what I say because, I mean, I don't want anybody to get mad at me. I use a lot of the characters in the books of people that I know. And I've got this one as a chief of police. There's a gentleman, Peabody, some of you may know. I had coffee with him yesterday. His name is George Murphy. George Murphy is an old-time Peabody guy with the school committee and so forth, so on. And I made George Murphy on my third book. I made him the judge, and he got a kick out of that. And George Murphy is 100 years old. And I just put a little piece, I gave him a book yesterday, and in front of it I said, George Murphy, who celebrated his 100th birthday last month or 2 months, he was beaming from ear to ear. And this guy is quite a guy, because when I and my other high school friends, we meet like once a week to have coffee at the North Shore Mall, when we go back and we start talking about old time Peabody, I'll say to him, do you remember who lived? George Mabel said, yeah. His mother lived at on Sutton Street, and his uncle lived, he remembers everything. He's an amazing man. And anyway, that's my recollection of Peabody and the leather industry, and that's what happened to the leather industry. And I had many, many friends, and still do have some that are allied with the leather industry. And it's a, now we move on to a distant era, and we can still have memories, and we hope we have a very nice museum, and we've got to get a lot of things going here, and let's hope that we do. And thank you very much, Mariko, for having me, and for the rest of you for coming and listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, questions. Who remembers about old Peabody? And what? You do?
You don't remember me, though, but I remember you.
Yeah, tell me who you are.
Well, when I walked in the door, it was like, ah, you're your father.
Oh, my father?
Your face.
The same face?
It's been that long.
He was a good-looking guy, wasn't he? Oh, yeah.
But I remember the handsome soda jar. That's what I remember.
You got to help me now. Get up.
No, I'm going to let you suffer a little.
Listen. I told you I'm in my 40s or 50s, so you know, it starts to go. But you now you begin to look familiar. Elaine, who is she? But, yeah, you'll tell me.
Who you are. I will eventually.
Eventually.
Jeez.
Does anybody else have any nice stories about old Peabody leather industry? Or about Peabody?
I have a question.
Yes.
Only because I can't remember it too well, but beyond the, coming this way, from
Peabody Square, coming,
yeah, from Peabody Square,
going coming, up towards
on Foster, coming
this way.
This way, yeah. But, so it was the further end. There were a lot of factories going toward the square, but then there was a driveway, a wide driveway, and in the back of it was a building, and it had something to do with chemicals. It was owned by Abramowitz.
You know, he went up here in a corner here, did he?
On the corner?
Right on the corner of I'm sorry, I'm pointing the wrong way. Right on the corner of Foster Street and Washington Street, all those buildings, there were a bunch of chemical factories and finish plants in there. Mm-hmm. I think
that was
Flynn's,
that was
Flynn's had a place, in, not Flynn's. Who?
No.
Oh, gosh.
No, it was my cousin was a secretary. It was Abramowitz owned it. It was something to do with chemicals. And there was a big explosion.
Yes,
do you remember?
Yes, I can't remember the name.
Yeah, that's what I was trying
to say. Do you know roughly when that was? Because I might have been up in Maine.
I was a kid.
Oh, you were a kid? Then I must have been a kid.
I remember there was a man by the name of Donovan who was in that explosion,
yes.
And he was buried for about, a week or so before they found him.
Yeah. Yeah. I had forgotten about it because it happened, as I said, when I was very young. I remember the explosion.
You know, I really don't remember it.
But I found it. I was sitting in a doctor's office, and you know, they have these old magazines.
Yeah.
And one of the magazines was the reading.